June 27th, 2005, item number 55. Today's guests are Harry and Ziva from the View From Here podcast.
Podcast411.com. Listen different.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 podcast. Before we get into the interview with Harry and Ziva, a couple of very, very quick news and notes. First, on our directory of directories, we hit number 50, and our 50th directory is the TSFPN, the Sci-Fi Podcast Network. So if you have a sci-fi related podcast, I highly recommend you go over and register there. There's other criteria also. They're looking for writers and fantasy, so it's not just pure sci-fi. But again, that's the TSFPN Network, the Sci-Fi Podcast Network. Go ahead and check it out in our directory of directories. Also, I've seen on the rumor mills and reporting on blogs and in other podcasts today something I had mentioned on my Gnomedex update from yesterday, which was that iTunes looks like it may be coming out tomorrow, Tuesday, June 28th. So we'll see about that. My recommendation, if you're a podcaster and you have Libsyn and you recently switched, but some of your items are Libsyn and some of your items are on your current server and you're worried about bandwidth issue, get your podcasts, all your items over to Libsyn or Podlot or some other site or server that has unlimited downloads. We don't know what's going to happen. Better safe than sorry. That's it for the news and notes today. We're going to go ahead and get right into the interview here with Harry and Ziva from The View From Here. Here we go. Harry and Ziva, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
And exciting to be here.
Well, it's exciting to have you both. And before we get started, Ziva, could you do me a favor and say, "Oh, Rob."
Oh, Rob.
Thank you. Every time you say, "Oh, Harry," I want to change my name to Harry.
Nice. I say that all the time. I didn't make that up.
No, she's been doing that for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First question, what was your first computer?
I just remember that the screen was black and when you wrote it was yellow.
It sounds like an early PC clone.
I used WordPerfect and it was DOS.
What was this, 92?
Yeah, it was 92, no, that's when we graduated. Yeah. What am I saying? It was like 93.
That was your first computer?
94.
That you've ever
94,
had?
And 94. I was a freshman in college.
Shut up. No way. You didn't have a computer in your house?
I don't know if I did.
Okay.
This is embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
On to you, Harry.
The first computer I remember having was an Apple IIe. The only thing I really remember about it was the word processing program, which was, I think, PFS Write. Ring any bells to you?
PFS.
Yeah. As well as I remember playing hours and hours of Lemonade Stand.
Oh, go on. Yeah.
but to be honest, back then I wasn't so into the computers. I was more into comics, candy, and ninjas. Okay. So
most people, you know, when they play games on the old Apple II, they're talking like Castle Wolfenstein or
that was later. I had those too. The Choplifter, right? When you go and you go get the guys and you bring them back.
And you try not to strafe your own guys and try not to shoot
your
own guys.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that was a
Holy
great
shit.
Game.
I haven't thought about that in years. Yes, and also I had this game like Taipan or something like that. It was like you were a pirate and you had a ship
booty.
These
games have real graphics?
Choplifter was okay. Actually, yeah. Choplifter wasn't bad for the day. It was actually pretty good. They had these bunkers and you go in and you tried to get these guys and they would come and they would wave at the helicopter and you had to land and they would run into the helicopter and if you landed on them, you'd kill them. And you're trying not to kill them and then...
I was the kid who intentionally killed them every time. Yeah. I loved that game. Wow, I haven't thought about that.
And what was the sound like? Was it like you killed him?
No, there was no speech. It was just like...
It was just gun noises and helicopter noises?
Helicopter noise and machine gun fire. And
right.
But it was a good game. I loved that game. Yeah. What was the first podcast you listened to?
My first podcast was Harry's podcast, the Zion by Ian one. That was the first one I listened to. Only ones that I've listened to, unfortunately.
Because Ziva pretty much, she probably has the easiest job in the podcasting world, whereas she just says, I just say to her, "All right, Ziva, we're ready, come have a seat." and then, you know, I press record, and then she gets up and walks away.
He does everything. Harry.
And that's the way it should be, right?
Right. Well, you know, I should probably teach her how to do some of these things, but we never have time. The first podcast I listened to, I was trying to think about this before the interview, and I think it was the Daily Source Code. And then I still wasn't so sure what the deal was with podcasts. I heard it here and there, and I didn't know so much about it. And so then I went to Podcast Alley. I came upon Podcast Alley, and I think I was looking for a podcast about podcasts. And then I think I came upon yours, Podcast 411. So you might have been the second.
Cool.
And then I think PK&J was the third. And once I heard that one, and I'm like, wow, this is really cool. I want to do that.
I listen to PK&J at least once. Yeah.
Jay's got a great voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really enjoy their show. I find it very, very funny.
Yeah, they do a lot of work and prep work and skits, and so Paul does a really good job, and he's an audio engineer. So, and he's in a band like yourself. So, I mean, the situation is very similar to what you guys have.
Yeah, and Paul was actually very, very helpful to me in the beginning. He gave me some advice about my RSS feed and my sound quality and stuff, unsolicited. So it was really cool of him, and I appreciate that. It's a word.
It's like a whole community of people.
Yeah.
See, I just have to explain that Harry works from home somewhat and then does the blog and does the other podcast and this podcast. And until about a month ago, we only had one computer. So it really wasn't a lot of time for little Ziva to go online and start listening to things and downloading things. So when Harry puts them on CD, I get to listen to them in the car somewhat. But I'm a little independent of the computer.
Yeah, I just wish I had more time to listen to podcasts. And they're only, unfortunately, only so many hours in the day. But I've been trying to every night now cut it down on my television. And we have really nice weather now. So I just sit outside in the backyard with my iPod and just listen to some new shows that aren't in the top 10 and aren't getting a lot of exposure. Because I know I'm going to find a gem. And I'm just waiting to find that specific gem. I haven't found it yet, but I'm still looking.
What are a couple that you're listening to now on a regular basis beyond the ones you just mentioned?
I listen to Eat Feed.
Okay.
I'm a bit of a food snob, so I really enjoy Eat Feed. I listen to Hometown Tales, which is great because I'm really into creatures.
You're into searching for Bigfoot.
Yeah. Well, no, I was really where I'm from. You know, you're from Long Island, too, and there was a lot of great urban legends on Long Island. I don't know if you knew Mary's Grave.
No, but the, you know, Lake Ronkonkoma myth that, you know, it's bottomless. And
Of course. I grew up fishing on Lake Ronkonkoma.
I've never heard that one.
I grew up fishing on Lake Ronkonkoma.
Oh, yeah. How many kids have we heard the urban myth about being sucked up in that? The lake never to be seen again.
Yeah, sure. My father, I think, told me that. How disturbing is that when I was like 10?
Kids are sucked up in the lake?
Yeah,
for what?
I'll take you there.
Well, they say that it's a bottom. They say the lake is bottomless, or there's some rumor that, you know, and then it sucks out to the sound, and that every now and then someone will be swimming in the lake and they get sucked in this downdraft and they're never heard from again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's also out in Montauk, there was a part of the Philadelphia experiment out there. So I just grew up around all of these things, and out in Huntington, there's another road where there's a lot of UFO sightings. So I just, you know, I don't believe any of this shit.
Oh, yeah, the UFOs. We can't forget the UFO because the UFO that supposedly crash-landed on Long Island in the late 80s, I think it was.
Right, of course.
What was it, Brookhaven Park?
I think it was supposed to be like near Brookhaven Lab. Yeah, so I really enjoy Hometown Tales, bottom line, because it's just a lot of that, and they're really into it, and it's just a lot of fun. I listen to a lot of music podcasts, actually. Tartan Podcast, I really, really enjoy. I absolutely love the Rock and Roll Geek Show. That guy has so much passion. Michael has so much passion about rock, and it just totally shows through, and it's just a brilliant, brilliant show. I listen to American Copywriter, which
they're from Kansas City.
Are they?
Yeah, American Copywriter. They're advertising guys.
Yeah. I love that podcast. I don't know why I'm not so into advertising, but they're advertising so much. You know, they just talk about pop culture commercials, and, you know, being in Israel, we have a lot of the, you know, Israeli commercials, and we don't get the same stuff, so it's really great hearing your take on it and stuff, and I find it very engaging.
Yeah, I actually started listening to them about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they're really good, and I think they're just getting better, and it's also, they're passionate. They're passionate about what they're talking about, and I think Adam Curry mentioned that as well when you interviewed him. Yeah. I think the most successful podcasts are those people who are incredibly passionate about what they're doing, so, and I also started listening to Keith and the Girl, which I find hysterical. Yeah, they're really funny. And you know what I love about them? They don't give a shit. They just talk their minds, and they just don't care at all. And I think that's great, and I love it.
Let's talk now a little bit about your show. And this gives a chance for Ziva to talk a little.
Hooray!
So, Ziva, tell us a little bit about your show. How would you describe it?
Our show is what happens to me and Harry in Israel on a daily basis. What we read about, what we hear about, what we do, what we laugh about. It's really like we're sitting at the kitchen table and just talking about things, except everyone else gets to listen and enjoy. It's kind of just like, what happens to us in Israel, and just two people living in Israel talking, shooting the shit, as they say.
I don't know if it would be the same or if we would have the same interest if we weren't in Israel. And I think being expats in Israel having lived in America for so long and now living in Israel, which is, on its surface, Israel is definitely a first world country, but at its core, it's a third world country. And we look at it with cynical eyes, and we talk a lot about pop culture in Israel and compared to America, and a lot about American pop culture as well. But I think we offer a very unique perspective of Israeli life, being that we're not religious, we're secular Israelis, just living our lives, getting up in the morning, going to work, and just laughing our asses off at the most ridiculous things that we see in Israel.
Well, it's nice to get a perspective, too, on Israel from you guys that is not censored, is not biased in the media. Because I having visited Israel, I felt it was completely different than the way the media portrayed it. I thought it was a great place, that the people were really friendly, and I didn't feel in danger at all when I was there.
That's great.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty much our daily life, and it's unfortunate. And that's one of the reasons why, I should say, the podcast is the mutant stepchild of my blog, The View From Here, which I started 3.5 years ago. Yeah, so when I started my blog 3 years ago, it was kind of my way of combating the negative attention Israel was getting in 2001, 2002. And I saw a couple of people started some blogs from Israel, and I thought, hey, I can do that. And so initially, I also wanted to give a voice to moderate people, the politically moderate people in Israel, because a lot of the time, the people who stand on the soapboxes are either ultra-left and ultra-right. And there are people like me who are centrist. Yes, we're to the left on some things, to the right on some things, but for the most part, we're down the center. And we want peace, and we want, when we do one day have children, for them to live in peace. And it was important for me to get the voice out.
No, also, we live in just a regular city in Israel.
You know,
a lot of people are like, oh, you live in Israel, so there's a lot where you live, there's a lot that happens.
Right.
And it's kind of like we live in a normal city, we're normal people, we have opinions, and we go on.
Right, so that's what I started with my blog, and then once I found out with podcasting, I decided, hey, what a great idea, let me turn this into a podcast. So I spoke to Ziva about it, and I explained to her what podcasts are and, you know, what we can do. And
she really had to explain it to me.
Yeah, and she seemed into it, and we tried it out, and we really had a great time doing it the first time. It was great. Like, we have Fridays off here. We work on Sundays, so we have Fridays off here.
Right.
It was a great thing, a great way to end our week, and we still have ended our week that way. Sitting down Friday afternoon after we're done with all of our shopping, we plug everything in, and we sit down, and we start talking. And there is preparation that goes. You know, we go in with, we do research. A lot of the stuff may seem off the cuff, and some of it is, a lot of it is. We get tangential, but, you know, we go in with an agenda of pretty much what we want to talk about.
Coming up on some future shows, anything specific that you have planned? Is anything you plan to add to the show content-wise or as a skit or something like that?
No, I'm just kidding.
My face just drops because you said skit, and we were actually just talking about that the other day.
Yeah, we're working on some skits. We are working on some
skits.
Mind
reader.
Yeah, we are indeed working on some skits.
My jaw dropped. How do you know?
What else are we working on? Well, I have an interview coming up with a documentarian who did a documentary on a movie called The Prophecy, which is about this music festival that occurred in Israel in, I believe, 1998, and Perry Farrell was involved, and the Chemical Brothers were involved, and a lot of theft was involved, and
Run DMC,
and a cult-like figure was involved. And so we're going to have the director of the documentary come on our show. That should be really interesting. I think that should happen either next week or the week after that. Now that we have Skype, I'm hoping to have more, you know, I've got the Skype set up. I'm hoping to have more interviews with people that we can put on as well.
Features.
Yeah, and perhaps some features.
A skit or two.
You know, the problem, Rob, is just, you know, we're both working full-time jobs, and it's tough. You know, it's really tough.
Before we forget, tell our listeners where to locate your podcast and website.
Our podcast could be located at www.theviewfromhere.net.
You didn't dot after the www.
www.theviewfromhere.net. Could I plug my other podcast as well?
No.
No?
Yes, of course you can.
I have another podcast called Zayin Ba'ayin, which literally means in English, penis in your eye. But it's a double entendre. Zayin is the Hebrew word for penis, but Zayin, as you know, is also Zayin, the land of Israel. So Zayin in your eye. And it's a music podcast specifically focusing on independent music in Israel, indie alternative rock and the like that is in Israel that is performed in English. So it's a real niche podcast. And I love doing it. I have a lot of fun doing it. I'm getting great feedback, and that's great. You should check that out, too.
And the link for that?
The link for that is
www.zionbaayin.com.
And I'll have links in the show notes for these folks.
Great, yeah.
And that was the first podcast I ever listened to.
What hardware are you using to do your recording?
Well, I do everything I do backwards, and I kind of wanted to hop right
on. Even talking backwards.
Right. I kind of wanted to jump on the podcasting thing right away, and I didn't want to wait, and I didn't have the money to buy a fancy mixer, but I do have a digital multitrack, a Zoom MRS-1266, which is a multitrack to record music. So, multitrack music. So I thought, hey, why don't we just plug the mics? I had microphones. Why don't we just plug it in there, record it on there in two separate tracks, and I have a USB connection to my computer, and just import it to my computer and be done with it. So that's how we record the podcast. And I'm able to control my levels. There's obviously a mixing board on it. The only thing that I can't do is add special effects while we're recording, which is annoying. And that's why I need to get a mixing board. that I could actually go right into the computer, play music, and I think the whole process will be a lot easier. But the actual editing, I use Audacity, which I'm... it crashes every now and then, but it's free. Yeah, but I love Audacity. I think it was incredibly easy to learn. It's pretty fast. And, for what I want to do, it works. And until I have the money to buy another piece of software, I'll be using Audacity. But I really got to get a mixing board. I want to go right into the computer. I want to be able to also, to be able to do podcasting as well as interview people via Skype. Yeah, actually, I want to mention something that Ziva actually came up for a term, and I just want to, because your podcast listening audience has a far larger audience than The View from Here, I want to announce this on your show. And Ziva came up with the name.
Can I say it?
Yes.
Because I didn't realize you were going to talk about that.
Go for it.
I don't know why, but somehow I came up with the term. When you're alley-oop, when you climb up in the podcast alley ranks because people vote for you.
Or if you're like mentioned on, let's say, Daily Source Code.
And next thing you know, people vote for you and you just alley-oop.
Or your featured podcast.
Oh, becoming a featured podcast is a huge thing there.
Right, so it's alley-ooped.
Yep.
How's that?
That is a good phrase.
I mean, there are many, many podcasts out there and blogs out there that are constantly talking about Israel and talking about the conflict. And we want to give our listeners something beyond the conflict and to show that there is life beyond the conflict in Israel. And there are people just living normal life in Israel. And things are funny here. And life is good. And the hummus is delicious.
And the women are beautiful.
And you have Israeli pop idol. And you have...
Right. The women are delicious. What are you saying?
I was saying that, we have our own pop television shows. And you have the same concerts in the park. Things that you do every day. You have festivals. And you have celebrities and music and whatever.
But at the same time, we're living in a war zone. No, just kidding. No, but there is a conflict going on, and we don't ignore that. We briefly touch upon it here and there, but we're so inundated with this stuff all the time that it's just we need something a little lighter.
Cool.
Inundated.
No.
Excuse me, I said inundated. Inundated.
Inundated.
There we go. Yeah, it's late for us.
Harry, Ziva, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, Rob. We're really looking forward to this interview, and we really had a good time. Well, at least I did.
I really had a great time. Thanks for interviewing us, Rob. This is really exciting for me.
Likewise. So, I really enjoyed the interview. It was fun. Well, folks, that concludes our interview with Harry and Ziva from the View From Here podcast. You can check out their podcast, and I recommend you do. It's in my subscription list at www.theviewfromhere.net. Again, Harry, Ziva, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. I'm going to end this here quickly, but on the outgoing, I have a little bit different than a promo. It's an apology from Bruce at the Zedcast. And to give a little background on what happened here, Bruce sent me an email last week about one of the podcasts I did, and I forgot to put a link in the show notes. But when he sent me the email, he said, "Hey, Brian, I love your show," which was bad enough that he did that at the front of it. But then at the end, he says, "Thanks for your help, Brian." So he said my name twice as Brian. And I guess at the same time, he had been sending out an email to Brian at Coverville. I sent back an email to Bruce telling him I corrected the mistake and pointing out the error in his ways. And what you're about to hear here at the end of today's show is his response to my email, which is pretty funny. And I guess it qualifies as a promo now. As always, this is your host, Rob, from Podcast 411, reminding you to listen different.
Bruce Murray from the Zedcast. You have insulted Rob from Podcast 411.
Insulted him? How did I do that?
You sent him an email and you called him Brian. His name is Rob.
Oh, well, yeah, I know his name is Rob, but I sent an email to Brian Ibbett at Coverville just before that, and I just got it mixed up.
Silence! You have been sentenced to 10 lashes with this microphone cable. And also, you have to go and vote for him at Podcast Alley.
Oh, well, I always vote for him at Podcast Alley, but lashes? Isn't that a bit excessive for mixing up a name?
Silence! The sentence will now be carried out.
What? No.
One.
Wait, ow! Stop that! What are you doing?
Two.
Hey, stop it! That's crazy!
Three.
Hey! It's...
Four.
It doesn't hurt that much.
Five.
Actually, feels pretty good.
Six.
Oh, yeah. Oh, just...
Seven.
A little bit to the left.
Eight.
Oh, yeah, just up a bit.
Nine.
Hey, do you do massage?
Ten.
Whew. I feel much better.
Now tell me what his name is.
His name is Rob, and he's host of Podcast 411, where he does news and interviews with movers and shakers from the podcast world.
Hey, that's very good. Do you do voiceover work?
No, not really.
Because I've been thinking of doing a show of my own called Torture Radio for the S&M crowd.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
Oh, thanks.
But if you really want help with your podcast, tune in to Rob at Podcast 411, the 411 on podcasts, podcasters, and podcasting.
Oh, Rob.